Hose pam man, hodem auticame bomenos prose weapon. Quios liar tia, ita cae anyway ciana yon. Ton widon enna soi taleron cata dacru ceonta, num pasen mega reisi calupsos, hamina nancae isce, hod o donatai han patrida gaian hicestai. Ugar voi parandaves aperet moi caetairoi, hoicen min pempoien ep eurea nota talassas. Soido tespat honesti, dio trepes omene lave, arge in hippobotoi tane en, cae potmon epispen, allases allusion pedion, cae perata gaias, a tanatoi pempsosin, hotic santos radamantus. Teipe reis tabiota pele antropoisin, onipitos, ut archemon polus utepot umbros, al aies de puroio ligupni ontos avetas, oceanos aniesin, anapsu cen anthropos. Huneque ces Helenan, caispin gambros, dios essi. Hose pon hupo pontone duceto, cumae nonta.
So I spoke, and taking my place right away, he said,
"It's the son of Laertes. In Ithaca he makes his home. Him it was I saw in an island, shedding a lusty tear, in the rooms of a nymph, Calypso, who holds him by force. And the man is unable to reach his own, the mother earth of his fathers. For he has no ships by, with oars, and a crew of comrades who might escort him over the broad spine of the sea. But it's not God's decree for you, O Zeus-fed Menelaus, in Argos horse fodder to die and meet your fate, but to the Elysian plain and the borderlands of the earth, the deathless ones will send you, where there's a blonde Rhadamanthus, the very place where the way of life turns out easiest for mankind. No snowstorm, nor winter sleet, nor ever a thunderstorm, but always the whistle of the western wind, blowing breezes Oceanus sends up to cool off mankind. That's because you've got Helen. And to them, you're Zeus's son-in-law."
So he spoke, and went down beneath a deep, swelling with waves.